Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Hi there, all of you beautiful souls. I know I have just talked to you what seems like yesterday or the day before. Yeah, must be the day before or something. But I have to talk to you again. This time it's not like leisurely talk or diplomatic things or diplomatic words you will hear from me, but I have to tell you everything, I mean, that is important to you right now. And I have to tell you all in truthfulness. Okay, first, Your Excellency, Great President Trump, you know, I was so relieved to see that you won the election because I know you are for peace, compassion, for humanity, for victims of the war. That's the reason why you have been kind of not very lenient to President Zelensky. But I have to dare myself to tell you that you cannot be too kind of leaning on Putin, because he is from the communists from childhood already, and he is a KGB by profession. These people, even though it's been long time already since communism wore off or worn out in Russia, whatever you've been trained in since you were a child or teenage, or, you know, at a young age, you will not be able to wash it clean and clear. Don't believe me. Just look back at the history of everything that the communists have done to Russia and any other places that they could in the world. And just talking about Ukraine now, I know you know many things about the history of the world. And as president, it's very good for you to know all that so that you can use it in dealing with international affairs. I'm not telling you that I'm good at politics or anything. I just see things more clearly because I'm a third person, okay? So now, you, yourself, a great peace lover, and President Zelensky, he's also all for peace, even though maybe he was not initially of the same opinion as you. But I don't think anybody believes that he wants a war or to continue with war. He risks everything in this war because he doesn't want war. He has almost like no family meetings. And day and night, he's risking his own life also and receiving much criticism. But I don't think this man ever wants war, especially in his own country, where he himself also lost control of his own sovereignty for his country and from his country or of his country. So please, I know you are burning inside for peace because of your love for humanity. I know that because I have the same feeling. I don't want any innocents to die, especially young, handsome, pretty, you know, soldiers in the front line, whether it is Russians or Ukrainians. I just don't like anyone to die so gruesomely, so brutally. I understand you. I truly, you know, support you in every way. And many of your policies up to now, you know, I read every day in the news, and I gave them to my news team to put on our TV. Because I want the people also to support you, to know that you're doing the right thing. Even my own team, one of them, or some of them, criticized me for putting on the news. One of them You say that some criminals in certain degree, you know, would be executed for their crime. Maybe especially the illegal immigrants. I agree with that, but some of my team members did not agree and told me we have to erase that death sentence because we, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, are against the death penalty. Of course I'm against that. But then I have to defend your decision, so I told them. It's even in writing. It's not like I'm making up the story here. It was maybe some weeks ago or some days ago. Some other times also for other topics, but not all recorded. For me, time now is going so fast, I can't remember much of when. But we can print it back so you can look at how I responded to that decision, even though it's against my principle. I told them that. I think I don't remember word for word, but we can reprint it, my response, for you or for others to read. I said to them that President Trump doesn't really want to kill.
Master's reply regarding President Trump's capital punishment order. Better keep it to scare, stop worse criminals who harm, murder others, than spend your tax to feed and keep them in prison, lawyer, court cases, etc. It's not our law. We are just reporters informing the public so that they know and prevent, hopefully. USA already has death penalty. Trump only uses it to bring back the right to live in safety for Americans and to help people to stop crime, which will kill themselves and other victims of a loose, lawless society. M. No time to write, too long explanation, often just yes or no, trusting you understand.
I think I wrote this in short. I say he just wants to scare people into not doing it, not to commit a crime. And he wants to warn people not to go into that direction. Yeah, this is good. Preventing is always better than curing. But I am 100% for no death penalty. The real reason is that because you might have some judge or lawyer or witnesses who give wrong statements or wrong judgments, and we can't give that wrongly accused person his life back. As you see, many people in America have been wrongly accused and have to be in prison for many decades until they got out by some of the non-governmental legal groups that specialize in trying to help wrongly accused people. Especially if he's a black person, a person of color, then it's more easy for him to be wrongly accused. That's why England, they completely abolished the death penalty. Well, it has pros and cons, of course. So that's how it is. I defend you when needed. I defend you behind your back even. So I hope that whatever I'm telling you now will not make you think that I want to offend you. But I have to. Dear President, I really love you.
I also said openly that I wanted you
to be in the system longer than just 4 years, because you can help America. And whatever happens to America will affect the whole world. As soon as you came up as a peace-loving president, many things changed for the better. All the international people have more respect for America, for your decisions, for your government. And I'm so happy to see that you have selected many of the good officials in your government to help you. And they are 100% behind you. And I'm so happy, even though I am not in America, and I'm only an honorary, even multiple honorary citizen of America. But I consider myself also an American for that. Because I used to be American also.
Of course, this I cannot prove to anybody except all the psychics. They know about that. My heart is with America, with the United States of America, because I know what happens there will help the world, a big deal, if they have a good leader like you are, for example. Now, we go back to the main theme. You, Your Excellency, have a role with President Zelensky because of different opinions or different understandings. I know your point, because you really just want peace. But it can't be at any cost, because if you look back at the history of all the communism in Russia only, no, I'm not talking about other countries yet, and you can see how many millions of people died of all kinds of punishment. It was just simple, peace-loving citizens. They have not been acquainted with communism, but the government at those times punished them with death, starvation, pain, physical abuse of all kinds. Then you cannot really trust a born communist.
The year 1933. The place, the Soviet Union. Behind the facade, food is being used as a weapon against peoples who have proven troublesome to Moscow. Famine is engineered deliberately in the North Caucasus, the Volga Basin, and Ukraine. The Soviet secret police seal off Ukraine's borders. No one can get out or bring food in. A nation the size of France is strangled by hunger. In less than 2 years, 10 million people die. 7 million of them in Ukraine. 3 million of them children. By 1928, Stalin is a law unto himself. This efficient, ruthless administrator has eliminated all effective opposition within the Politburo. The dream of a worldwide communist revolution has not materialized. As Stalin strengthens communism within the borders of the USSR, Russian nationalism is increasingly injected into his policies. The strong cultural individuality of Ukraine is no longer tolerated. 1929, Stalin strikes at the nation's heart and mind, its church and intelligentsia. Over the next few years, the systematic liquidation of intellectuals is carried out by the communist regime in Ukraine. 5,000 scholars, scientists, poets, and artists prominent during Ukraine's independence are arrested for allegedly belonging to the SVU, a secret organization the Soviets claim is planning an armed insurrection. Only 45 get a public trial. No evidence is considered necessary. Thousands upon thousands are imprisoned, deported, and executed later as mass arrests continue throughout the 30s. Even the church is accused of involvement in this alleged plot.
Many priests were arrested. Many were sent to Siberian concentration camps. Many shot. My father was one of them. He never came back. I know this from personal experience. 30 bishops were martyred. Thousands of priests perished. Hundreds of thousands of faithful were liquidated.
I'm so sorry if I have offended any other communist country. I don't mean it that way. I'm also burning inside for the peace of Ukraine and Russia.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.